Good morning. It's 6 o'clock, and it's time for prayer time here on WHCB. WHCB, Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City, 91.5 FM. We are glad that you've joined us today for our prayer time program. I've got a question for you. Is Christ sufficient in your life? Is Christ all you need? Well, you may feel that you're too weak or you're unworthy or you're not trustworthy enough, but when we accept Jesus in childlike faith, we have a guide who will supply all our needs. Christ is all and in all, Colossians 3:11. So in other words, Christ is all we need. And it doesn't depend on us and our ability. Goodness, no. It depends upon Christ and His ability. He is God, and He came in the flesh that He might give Himself as sacrifice for our sins. Now, Matthew 28:20 records what He said. This is a promise of Jesus Christ. He said, "I am with you always, even to the end of the world." How about Hebrews 13:5? "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Well, that's blessed assurance, isn't it? It assures us of Christ's never-ending love for us. There's a verse in the book of Proverbs referring to a best friend. And many scholars, and I too, believe that this refers specifically to Jesus Christ. It's a messianic proverb. And it's this from Proverbs 18:24, "There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." This friend is closer than a blood relative. Earthly friends, earthly relatives. Well, they'll normally stick with us, but there's always a possibility that they'd fail. They might leave us when the going gets rough. So when the Bible expresses the love of God or the love of Jesus Christ, we find something solid that we can build a strong and lasting relationship upon. This is love that never fails. The love spoken of is everlasting love. It's a giving love. It's a sacrificial love. It's a godly love. In John 3:16, we read of a giving love, "For God so loved the world that He gave." The giving cost God His only Son, Jesus Christ, to die a most horrible death on a wooden cross to pay for our sins, but yet God gave His very best that we might live forever with Him in heaven. People today search for many things. Foremost among them is security. They search for something to hang on to, something to depend upon when the way gets tough and rough. It seems like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. They're looking for something that will give them that security. They might have some riches. They might have houses. They might have land or cars or earthly possessions of any kind. And those things can satisfy for a short time, but after we run out of enjoyment with our worldly toys, then we have emptiness of our soul. And so they run away. You know, it's just as if they take flight from us. And so we're left wanting. And so we look for something better, something bigger, something more satisfying. But we never find the answer to our longing until we come to a personal, vivid, alive, wonderful relationship with the God of the universe, the only one who can really satisfy us, the only one who can save us. And indeed, Christ is all we need. We need no one else except Jesus Christ. And I'm reminded of the scripture when on the Mountain of Transfiguration, The apostles were practically blinded by the Shekinah glory. And then when they got their eyesight back, they saw Jesus only. And that's who we are to follow, Jesus only. As it says in Colossians 3:11, where we began when we started our little talk today, Christ is all and in all. He is our all in all. Let's go to prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you would empower us, strengthen us, guide us, use us for your honor and glory. I pray, Lord, that you would work in our hearts and in our lives this very day. I thank you for the listeners that I've been talking to already, and I thank you for the conversations that we've had. And we do ask for your provision for the work of WHCB and all who are associated with it. We thank you, Father, for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.